We are aware that some 80, not refugees, but people who are not documented, were sent to Mogadishu from Nairobi. Before this, UNHCR was alerted and we went to the airport and were able to secure the release of 13 persons of concern to UNHCR.
Those who were secured, they had some proper documents?
Absolutely. Those who are released had the documents issued either by UNHCR or by the government of Kenya. And after verification by ourselves and by the Office of the Department of Refugee Affairs, they were actually not deported. They were not sent back to Somalia.
So what was your reaction following securing these people with some documents after the crackdown?
We are conscious that Kenya is undergoing through a very difficult security environment now. And we would want to have Kenya to be a safe place for everyone to live. That said, we would also like Kenya to respect its obligation towards refugees, particularly not to send people forcibly back to their own country without committing any crime. So we will, and we have decided ourselves, when discussing with the Kenya government at the highest levels, we have established contacts now. We have access to the holding center, the mailing processing center at Kasarani Stadium. And after that, we are doing a joint verification of those who are arrested with a view of securing the release of everyone who is a refugee or who is in the process of seeking refugee status in Kenya.